Eddie, the sophomore year. Chapter 4. The Winter Season, Part 2. When the day of the state invitational meet arrives, the team assembles in the early morning at the school. Although only a dozen of the team members made it to the state invitational meet, many of the other team members come to watch and cheer. They all take the bus together, even though the venue is only a few miles away. It is clear that team morale is at an all-time high. When they arrive at the venue, many of them remember the awesomeness of the arena from last year. Mark teases Hoffer and Tessa, telling them that the track is horrible, and there are potholes in some of the lanes. Hoffer is prepared to dodge the potholes when he runs, but Tessa can tell Mark is pulling their leg. Tessa falls for nothing. When they get inside, the team meets in their designated area. Mr. Fraser goes over the order of events with the runners, and it appears that he, Wendy, and Erica will all have a busy day. The standard order of events has been changed slightly to avoid runners participating in back-to-back events. Eddie will be up first in the 40-yard dash. Right after that will be the 4x220 relay, causing Tessa to be a little nervous. This is her first state invitational meet, which is a great accomplishment considering she is a freshman. While everyone is getting ready, Mr. Ruff, the Centerville coach, approaches Dr. Karakova, the meet director. Mr. Ruff says to him, "I'm really sorry to bother you, sir, but I feel I need to bring something to your attention that may be a violation of the rules." Dr. Karakova replies in a somewhat sarcastic manner, "Oh, really? What exactly is the violation you are bringing to my attention, Mr. Ruff?" Mr. Ruff replies, "Mr. Fraser has a few students running on his team that are probably not eligible to run. He told me himself that he traveled to the Amazon and somewhere called Paradise Island to pick them up. He said he brought them back to the United States himself." Mr. Ruff complains a lot, but it never really gets him anywhere. Dr. Karakova, now giving Mr. Ruff his undivided attention, responds, "Oh, really? Who specifically are these alleged ineligible runners?" Mr. Ruff replies, "The four girls on his team. They seem to have come out of nowhere this year. Fraser even said it was hard to get a visa for the blonde girl because no one knows her birthday." Dr. Karakova asks Mr. Ruff, "Can you point them out to me?" Mr. Ruff and Dr. Karakova walk to the other side of the arena to get a closer look. Dr. Karakova has an idea what may be going on, but since he is the meet director, he must investigate all complaints of this nature. Mr. Ruff identifies Kathy, Paula, Barbara, and Tessa as the four Amazon women on Mr. Fraser's team. Dr. Karakova inquires, "Which blonde is the one with the alleged undocumented birthday?" Mr. Ruff replies, "Fraser told me it's the taller one." Dr. Karakova explains, "Mr. Ruff, that's my daughter, Kathy. I can assure you that I know her birthday, and that she is not from the Amazon. And the girl standing with her is Paula. They've been friends since kindergarten. And the other two are Barbara and Tessa, neither of whom are from the Amazon as far as I know. But since you've made this complaint, I'll investigate." Mr. Ruff has realized that Mr. Fraser may have pulled a good one over on him and walks away highly embarrassed. But as Mr. Ruff is walking away, the phrase that Dr. Karakova used, "as far as I know," raises even more questions in Mr. Ruff's mind. Dr. Karakova walks over to Mr. Fraser, telling him, "I really hate to bother you, George, but I've had a complaint against your team. Even though I don't think it has any validity, I nevertheless must investigate." Mr. Fraser, wondering what Mark has done now, inquires, "What's the nature of the complaint?" Dr. Karakova explains to Mr. Fraser, "The Centerville coach, Mr. Ruff, suspects that the four women on your team are from the Amazon." Before Dr. Karakova could even finish, Mr. Fraser starts laughing and explains, "You've got to be kidding me. He asked me after the first meet this year where I got the women. I told him I went to the Amazon and Paradise Island to find them. I had no idea he took me seriously. Dr. Karakova and Mr. Fraser have a good laugh, starting the busy day out with a little bit of comedy. Dr. Karakova then goes back to some more relevant duties. Mr. Ruff, on the other hand, sees Dr. Karakova and Mr. Fraser having a good laugh together, raising even more suspicion that something is amiss. Mr. Fraser calls the team together, reminding them again of what he told Mr. Ruff, the Centerville coach, at the start of the season. Mr. Fraser then fills his team in on the complaint against him and the team. Apparently, Mr. Fraser's joke not only traveled farther than he expected, but it has been taken more seriously than he ever expected. The girls start laughing hysterically, putting them in a really good mood before the meet. Mr. Fraser suspected this would be the case. Seeing the girls laugh also puts Mr. Fraser in a really good mood, starting the day off on a positive note. Best of all, Tessa is no longer nervous. The call is made by the meet announcer for the 40-yard dash. The team wishes Eddie good luck, and Kathy gives him a hug. Mr. Fraser and Eddie head to the starting line. Eddie is in the first heat, along with a few other highly ranked runners. Eddie briefly looks over the field and then ignores them. The field, however, has heard of Eddie, many of them remembering him from last year. One of the runners asks, "Are you that Eddie guy?" Eddie is not in the mood to talk to anyone before the race, so he replies, "It depends who's asking." With a gold medal at stake, Eddie knows better than to be distracted at this time. With the race about to start, Mr. Fraser moves over to the coach's area near the finish line. The starter tells the first heat to get ready. Eddie positions his blocks and is ready to run. The starter announces, "On your marks." The runners appear to be ready, some taking longer than usual. The starter eventually announces, "Set." The buzzer is sounded, signifying the start of the race and this year's state invitational meet. Eddie is out of the blocks faster than lightning, and at 10 yards, it appears as if it is going to be a one-man race. At 20 yards, Eddie is clearly the leader and will be the winner. The lack of any real competition in this heat, however, does not stop Eddie from running his fastest. Eddie crosses the finish line first, with the number two contender 5 yards behind him. Mr. Fraser, giving Eddie a high five, tells him, "I clocked you at a 4.5. But even if I'm off a bit, it's an awesome run." Eddie and Mr. Fraser walk back to the team area as the second heat approaches the starting line. Both Eddie and Mr. Fraser know that Eddie is in the final. As they approach the bench, Braden exclaims, "It looked like you kicked ass, bro." Kathy gives Eddie a hug, telling him, "You made that look so easy." Eddie takes a seat, knowing that his work has only begun for today. Mr. Fraser tells the group, "Next up for us is the 4x220 relay. Hoffer, Tessa, Zeno, and Belle, go and see Wendy. She has the stats on the competition. You've seen it before, but take another look." Mr. Fraser can assign either Belle or Braden to run the anchor leg in this event and expect a competitive time. They take a look at the stats, finding out that the competition is tough. Mr. Fraser tells them, "You guys are definitely going to have to run your best if you want to take home a medal today." Eddie, Kathy, Mark, and Paula sit back on the bench, talking with Hoffer and Tessa as the call for the 4x220 relay event is announced. Mark asks Tessa, "Who's leading off?" Tessa replies, "Zeno. He hands off to me." Mark tells Zeno, "Hey, tell the guy in the inside lane his shoelaces are not regulation and are too long. Tell him he might trip and cause an accident on the track." The team in the inside lane is the top seed. Casting doubt on even a trivial issue is not what a runner needs before the buzzer sounds. The other team members wish the relay team good luck, which they will need if Mr. Fraser's statistics hold true. The 4x220 relay team is in the first heat, in lane 4. Watching as the runners get ready, Mark comments to Eddie, "Zeno just told the guy his shoelaces are not regulation and are too long. Look at that. He keeps adjusting them." Eddie replies that will add a few seconds to their time. The race starts, with the runners clearly demonstrating why the 4x220 relay is sometimes called the sprint relay. Halfway through the first leg, Mark comments, "I don't think I've ever seen Zeno run so fast." Eddie replies, "They all know Tessa wants a medal." Mark adds, "And it's Zeno's last year too." Kathy stands up, screaming, "Go Tessa," as Tessa receives the baton. Tessa, who was in fourth place, moves up to third place on the back straight away. This is very encouraging to the rest of the relay team. Apparently, one of the runners got distracted by a girl on the track and bungled the handoff. The bungled handoff instantly put Hoffer in second place. After handing off to Hoffer, Tessa walks off the track, swinging her hips as she walks back to the transition zone. Kathy then asks Paula, "Hey, did you see that?" Paula says, "Yeah. She was swinging her hips when she got off the track. That guy looked back at her while he was going into the curve." Mark mentions, "Between that, the shoelace thing, and the bungled handoff, those three teams just blew it." Bell, who just received the baton, has his work cut out for him. He can't allow the top-seeded team, currently in third place, to catch him. He has got to overtake the second-seeded team, currently in first place. Braden stands up, as he is watching Bell on the back straight away. Braden is the first to notice that Bell is gaining on the leader. Braden exclaims, "Bell's taking it. He's after him. Bell's kicking ass." Everyone on the bench stands as Bell approaches the finish. When they exit the curve into the final straightaway, Bell is the leader by only a yard or two. Bell crosses the finish line first, winning by a very slim margin. Tessa, who is jumping up and down, cheers wildly along with Hoffer. Mr. Fraser, looking at his stopwatch, breaks out in a smile. This is good news to the relay team. Mr. Fraser's smile is clearly indicative of a good time. The bad news, however, is that there are more heats to run, so they will have to wait to see where they ultimately placed in the competition. On the way back to the bench, Mr. Fraser exclaims with a loud voice, "That was an awesome race. I have to get back to the Amazon and get some more of these women." When the relay team gets back to the bench, they are welcomed with high fives from the other team members. Tessa, however, is special. She gets hugs from the other girls. For Northside High, Barbara and Mitchell are next up in the mile, but they will have to wait for a few other events to finish first. In the field area, Bobby B, in the top three so far, is having a good day. Erica walks over to the field area a few more times than is necessary to get an update from Mr. Zunde for Mr. Fraser. After the mile, the final for the 40-yard dash will be run. Kathy and Paula have a long time to wait and spend most of the time relaxing and cheering. The call for the one-mile run is made. Barbara and Mitchell walk to the starting line with Mr. Fraser. Barbara tells Mitchell, "Just to let you know, I'm going to burn a few of them out on the first two or three laps. Then I'll see how it goes. If there is a strong runner, I'll let him set the pace for a few laps." It is good for Mitchell to know Barbara's race strategy ahead of time. This way, Barbara and Mitchell will not get tangled up on the track, trying to figure out each other's strategy. Barbara and Mitchell have the race down to a science. In the mile, strategy is an important part of the skill set. Mr. Fraser has his own strategy. Right before the runners get into position, he yells out to Barbara, "Run like you did when I saw you in the Amazon." This turns the heads of a few of the coaches, many who have heard of the rumor of Mr. Fraser and his Amazon women. Mr. Fraser apparently has been taking lessons from Mark regarding the value of psychological warfare. Mr. Fraser's comment to Barbara deeply disturbs Rudy Parker, the coach from Henderson High, who can be seen talking privately to one of the lane judges. But if anyone was astute, they would notice that Barbara has a distinct British accent. British accents are a bit more common in Britain than deep in the Amazon jungle. The 1 mile run begins, and Barbara takes an early lead. After the first lap, Mr. Fraser tells Wendy, "Run back to the bench and have everyone start cheering, Amazon, Amazon, Amazon." In a few seconds, the cheering starts, with many of the spectators in the stands joining in. The words, Amazon, 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 echo through the arena. The cheering certainly gives credence to the rumor that these women are from the Amazon. After all, hundreds of people cannot possibly be wrong. Meanwhile, back on the track, a few of the runners who were trying to keep pace with Barbara have dropped back a bit. Barbara, who is energetically charged, is in first place. She knows that all of the cheering is for her. Mitchell is following closely and is in second place. Halfway through the race, Barbara decides to pick up the pace, with Mitchell following. Barbara does not want to disappoint her newly found fan club. The gap between Barbara and Mitchell and the rest of the field begins to widen. The cheering increases in intensity as the end of the race draws near. Barbara runs the last lap of the race as if she is running a 220-yard dash. At the finish line, Barbara takes the gold medal and Mitchell the silver medal. Taking the bronze medal is John McNamara from Centerville. In fourth place is Zach Ward from Henderson High, who would have won the bronze medal if Mr. Fraser had not taken that sneaky little trip to the Amazon. After Barbara catches her breath in her British accent, she screams out, "Amazon!" Mr. Fraser congratulates Barbara, and Wendy gives her a hug. Erica would also give Barbara a hug, but she is too busy making sure Bobby B's shot put is up to spec. Erica would certainly not want Bobby B to throw a dirty shot put. The milers, taking a look at Barbara, wonder if she really is from the Amazon. Mr. Parker, the coach from Henderson High, is somehow convinced that she is. As Barbara returns to the bench, the girls give her a hug, and the guys give her high fives. The call for the 40-yard dash final is made, and Eddie is now up. Based on the preliminaries, Eddie is the top seed, and is in lane 3. The runners check each other out, somehow gauging each other's speed by the appearance of their thigh and calf muscles. Eddie walks up and comments to the other finalists, "I already won this race once today. Why do I have to do it a second time?" The starter laughs at Eddie's comment, worrying some of the contestants. Mr. Fraser mentions to Eddie, "Don't worry. You're the only one in the arena faster than my Amazon women." Eroding the confidence of the finalists, Eddie has gained a distinct advantage. As they get ready behind the blocks, the runner next to Eddie asks him, "Are those girls really from the Amazon?" Eddie replies with confidence, "Well, yeah. Our coach went there himself to get them last summer. And didn't you hear the cheering? Do you think we just make this shit up?" The starter announces, "On your marks." All eyes are on the starting line. As the arena goes quiet, Kathy yells out, "Go, Eddie." Kathy's comment certainly distracts some of the runners. The starter announces, "Set." The buzzer sounds, and the 40-yard dash final is underway. Eddie, who is out of the blocks first, takes a very early lead. At 20 yards, it appears that Eddie already has the race wrapped up, but the field of five other runners is too closely bunched up to call second and third place. Eddie crosses first, taking the gold medal this year. Second and third place are too close to call, so the officials will resort to the photograph of the finish. At the finish, Mr. Fraser congratulates Eddie, giving him a high five, exclaiming, "Great job. You were clocking. You won state." Eddie remarks to Mr. Fraser, "That was easier than last year." Mr. Fraser replies, "You're getting faster." "But I agree. The field was not as good this year." When they arrive at the bench, Kathy gives Eddie a huge hug and is very slow to let him go. Eddie and Kathy take a little time to rest. Kathy had to wake up early today and wants lunch. They go to find a bite to eat as Mark prepares to run the 220-yard dash. After lunch, Eddie and Kathy go outside for a while and walk around, searching for a place to sit and relax. Kathy tells him, "You won this year. You got the gold medal." Eddie replies, "So far, the team won gold in everything we ran in this year." Kathy lays her head on Eddie's shoulders and mentions, "Yeah, I know. Mark probably just got a gold medal, and we're out here missing it." Eddie replies, "Yeah, and Braden's going to be kicking ass in the 440, and we're going to miss that too." Kathy tells Eddie, "I really want a gold medal too, but do you know what the best part would be if I get one?" Eddie thinks for a moment and replies, "Yeah, I do." Quite surprised, Kathy sits up and asks Eddie, "You do?" Eddie tells Kathy, "Yeah. The best part is that we won it together." Kathy exclaims, "Eddie, I love you so much. And if we win it, it will be our medal." Quite confidently, Eddie tells Kathy, "Don't worry, we'll win." After a while, Kathy falls asleep on Eddie's shoulder. Eddie lets her sleep for an hour, knowing that the rest will do her good. When Kathy wakes up, she tells Eddie, "I think I fell asleep." Eddie replies, "Yeah, sleeping beauty. You slept for a whole hour." Kathy asks, "I did?" Eddie replies, "Uh-huh. But you needed the rest." With their lunchtime being long over, they head back inside to see what they've missed. When they get back inside to the bench, they find out that Mark did, in fact, take the gold medal in the 220-yard dash, and Braden just won his heat in the 440-yard dash. Braden is still exclaiming about how badly he beat everyone in the race. Barbara fills Kathy and Eddie in on what they missed. Barbara mentions, "You should have heard Braden. He was telling everyone that they should just give him all the medals right now and tell everyone else to go home. He made the best scene ever. And he ran his best time ever too." Eddie mentions, "Wow. I wish that I could have seen that." Barbara reminds them, "Oh, you'll see it again. He's up again in the mile medley in a little while." Kathy mentions, "Hey. That means we're up real soon." When Barbara walks away, Kathy whispers to Eddie, "I'm really glad we had our little break outside. I needed a nap." The mile medley relay could not have come soon enough. The call for the race is announced, and the relay team gets ready to run. Braden exclaims, "I'm kicking ass again. Ain't no one stopping me today. Who wants their ass kicked? Get on the track and come and get your ass kicking." Many of the opposing teams do not know what to make of Braden. Mr. Fraser whispers to Wendy, "Run over to the bench again and tell the team to cheer, Amazon, 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 again when the race starts." Barbara grins when she hears Mr. Fraser's plan. Mr. Fraser asks Barbara, "Can you do that scream like Kathy does?" Barbara, who will be running the 880-yard leg, replies, "I sure can. But it might have a British accent." Mitchell asks, "How does a scream have a British accent?" Barbara, pulling Mitchell's leg, tells him, "Listen carefully. You'll hear it." Mr. Fraser informs Barbara and the rest of the relay team that scream is guaranteed to distract at least one person. The starter tells the runners, "On your marks." Braden is ready and finds it difficult to remain still. The command, "Set," is given. The buzzer sounds, and Braden takes off like a wild man. Everyone on the bench starts cheering, "Amazon, Amazon, Amazon." It does not take long for the spectators to join in. Braden is doing what he came here for, which is to kick ass, and he is doing a fine job of it. When he hands off the baton to Johnson, the team is in first place by a significant margin. Johnson, who started off with a significant lead, extends the lead as the second 220-yard leg is underway. Johnson is right up there with the best at this distance. He hands off to Mitchell, who is running the quarter-mile leg. Mitchell, who is a distance man, can sprint the quarter-mile with no problem at all. His job right now is to maintain the lead, as no one is likely to beat Barbara. As Mitchell is in his second lap, Barbara steps onto the track. Mitchell hands off the baton to Barbara, who lets out a primal scream that can be heard over all the cheering. The crowd cheers Amazon, 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 even louder now that Barbara is on the track. The Henderson coach, Mr. Parker, is obviously annoyed at the chanting, evidenced by his clipboard abruptly being thrown to the ground. He still thinks the women on Mr. Fraser's team are from the Amazon. Two laps into the four-lap leg, it is unlikely that the second-place Henderson team will catch Barbara. During the last lap, the crowd cheers even louder. Barbara approaches the finish line and crosses first, with no one remotely close behind her. The Mile Medley Relay team has a huge celebration before they head back to the bench, exchanging high fives. Mr. Fraser, who again cannot contain his excitement, congratulates them for their stellar performance. On the way to the bench, Barbara waves to the spectators, who cheer loudly. Never before in a state invitational meet has one person attracted so much attention. Mr. Fraser, himself, is even beginning to enjoy all the attention given to his team. Back at the bench, Eddie, Kathy, Mark and Paula are warming up. Mr. Fraser instructs the bench to start the Amazon chant again when the 4x440 relay starts. Mr. Fraser saw the reaction of the crowd when Barbara waved to them after the race. He instructs Kathy and Paula to wave to the crowd as they walk to the starting line. He also tells Paula, "Let out a primal scream if you can when you get the baton." The primal scream could only distract an opponent and make the Amazon chants get louder. The call is made for the 4x440 relay, and the team heads to the starting line. Kathy and Paula wave to the crowd, and the Amazon chant begins again. At the starting line are McCutcheon and the Centerville team, who is assigned to lane 3. Mark is always glad to see McCutcheon at the starting line. McCutcheon provides free entertainment to Mark. This time, Mark tells McCutcheon, "We have two Amazon women in this race, and they are both faster than me." McCutcheon replies to Mark, "So what? I hear they are going to be disqualified because they are not even from here." Mark replies, "Well, don't worry about it then. And don't even bother trying to catch them." Mark just did it again to McCutcheon, without even trying. McCutcheon will not even attempt running his best, thinking the number one-seeded Northside High team will be disqualified. The starter issues the command, "On your marks." Paula is on the sidelines, jumping up and down and running in place to stay warmed up, as Mark is ready to take off. The starter announces, "Set." Mark is thinking he is not only running for his medal, but Paula's too. The buzzer sounds, and Mark leaves the blocks, demonstrating to everyone that he is not going to let Paula down. The Amazon chant picks up, energizing Kathy and Paula. After the first lap, Mark is in the lead, but McCutcheon, on the sidelines, reminds his other team members that Mark's team is going to be disqualified. Paula gets on the track, waiting for Mark. Mark hands off to Paula, who lets out a primal scream, causing heads to turn. Paula's first lap surprises the opponents. Many expect someone to catch her, but she not only maintains the lead, but widens it. On Paula's second lap, the Centerville runner has passed two other teams and is now in second place. Kathy gets on the track, and two lanes over is McCutcheon, who looks worried. Mark yells out to Kathy, "Kick lane 3's as for me." Paula comes out of the final curve, and Kathy is as ready as ever to win her own medal. In the center of the track is Kathy's father, who stands proudly as her daughter is about to receive the baton. Paula hands off to Kathy, who lets out the loudest primal scream of the day. Kathy's scream results in the crowd cheering "Amazon, Amazon, Amazon" even louder. McCutcheon is distracted by Paula and Kathy's handoff, causing him to leave a bit late. McCutcheon loses a few seconds with his bungled handoff as Mark laughs from the sidelines. Kathy is running the fastest that she ever has, and she knows it. Kathy's father, who is watching his daughter's every step, cannot believe what he is seeing. One of the field judges comments to Dr. Karakova, "Wow. She is really fast." Dr. Karakova proudly tells him, "That's Kathy, my daughter." The field judge replies, "Well, there's the proof that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree." Eddie is waiting anxiously for the baton as Kathy comes around the curve. Kathy hands off the baton to Eddie, who grabs it and takes off like lightning. Eddie is not about to let Kathy or Paula down. Eddie is now running for 4 medals. Paula turns to the crowd and raises her arms, yelling, "Amazon!" After Kathy catches her breath, she joins in with Paula. The crowd turns up the volume even more. This may not make Eddie run any faster, but it could certainly distract the competition. After Eddie's first lap, the race is over. Eddie's only opponent now is the clock. Eddie visualizes Kathy's own medal around her neck as he sprints the final 220 yards. Eddie crosses the finish line first, possibly running his fastest 440-yard event ever. Henderson High takes second place in this heat, with McCutcheon and Centerville taking fourth place. Centerville would have placed better if McCutcheon would just learn to focus on the race. Eddie walks back to his relay team, where they celebrate as if they have already won the gold medal. Eddie and Kathy hug each other, as do Mark and Paula. There are a few more heats to run, but it's safe to say that the Northside High School team has earned a medal in this event. On the way to the bench, Mr. Fraser tells the relay team, "That was your best run of the year, and you guys are the number one seed." The team knows exactly what this means, which is they have won the gold medal unless there is an upset in the following heats. Kathy and Paula wave to the crowd as they walk by. The crowd claps and cheers for the relay team, well, mostly for the girls. When they arrive at the bench, all they can do now is to sit and wait. While the final heats are being run, Coach Rudy Parker from Henderson High approaches the meet director, Dr. Karakova. This is the second time during the meet that Henderson has been beaten badly by Mr. Fraser's Amazon women. Mr. Parker is not happy at all. Mr. Parker tells Dr. Karakova, "I hate to bring this up so late in the game, sir, but someone has to say something." Dr. Karakova suspects that he knows exactly what this is about. He interrupts and politely tells Mr. Parker, "If this is about Amazon women, I can assure you that the women on Mr. Fraser's team are not from the Amazon." Mr. Parker replies, asking, "How can we know for sure? They all just showed up this year and are faster than all the guys." Dr. Karakova, who is quite amused by this rumor, tells Mr. Parker, "Mr. Fraser assured me himself that they are not from the Amazon. But since you've brought it up, let's go check it out." Dr. Karakova and Mr. Parker walk over to the north side bench. At the north side bench, there is an enormous amount of celebration. When Kathy sees her father approaching, she runs up to him, all excited, asking him, "Did you see me run?" Her father tells her, "Yes. That was a really good run. It was definitely in the mid to lower 50s. Mr. Parker is suddenly puzzled. This was supposed to be a disciplinary session for Mr. Fraser. Instead, it is starting out like a sweet 16 party. It doesn't take long for the team to gather around Kathy's father. By now, they all know him from his attendance at the regular season meets. Kathy's father congratulates all the runners and mentions to Barbara, "I'm really looking forward to seeing you next year at the university." Dr. Karakova turns his attention back to Mr. Parker. It doesn't take Mr. Fraser too long to figure out why Mr. Parker is at the north side bench with Dr. Karakova. Mr. Fraser asks Dr. Karakova, "Is this about the Amazon women again?" Dr. Karakova replies, "I'm afraid it is, George." Mr. Fraser, faking disgust, replies, How many times do I have to say this? Only two of the women are from the Amazon. The other two are from Paradise Island. Mr. Parker interrupts and tells Dr. Karakova, see? He even admits it himself. You've got to do something. Dr. Karakova tells Mr. Parker, you know, you might be right. I've heard it myself. I'll definitely do something about this. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. Mr. Parker heads back to the Henderson bench, feeling that justice will finally be served. If anyone had actually paid attention, they would notice that Kathy is Eastern European, Paula is Italian, Barbara is a black British girl, and Tessa is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed German girl. None of them even remotely appear as if they are from the Amazon. But coaches like Mr. Ruff, Mr. Parker, and Mr. Lyons sometimes overlook the obvious. The teams have a half hour before the awards ceremony, so they take the time to get a bite to eat. At the concession stand, pizza is served, so it doesn't take the team too long to decide what to have for dinner. Mr. Fraser even joins them, having a few slices himself. After all, the season is over, and they have a week before the spring season begins. Kathy orders her usual discus, but she has to explain what she means to the person behind the counter. Mr. Fraser overhears her conversation and tells the rest of the team, you guys really have a lot of fun. While they sit and enjoy their dinner, Mr. Fraser gets a lesson on the discus, shot put, and javelins cut up into small pieces that they are all consuming. After dinner, they enter the arena where the awards ceremony has just begun. The meet announcer introduces today's officials and congratulates the athletes for just making it this far. Mr. Fraser is at the high point of his career as a track coach. His team has won 7 gold medals and 2 silver medals, which is unheard of in track and field competition at the state level. Most teams are fortunate enough just to have one runner or relay team present at the state competition. The announcement is made to introduce the winners of the 40-yard dash. Eddie's name is called, and he heads to the first place tier. When Eddie is draped with his medal, the entire bench cheers. Eddie, a sophomore, has now set the standard for the next 2 years of high school competition in the state. If anyone expects to beat Eddie, they will have a tough road ahead of them. Eddie returns to the bench, where Kathy takes a look at his medal. Kathy kindly informs Eddie that he is allowed to keep his medal this year. The ceremony progresses, and Hoffer, Tessa, Zeno, and Bell receive the gold medal in the 4x220 relay. The Amazon chant begins as the spectators see Tessa take the stage. When they return to the bench, Tessa has tears of happiness flowing like a river just looking at her medal. Hoffer, a freshman, was just happy that he made the team. He never expected to go this far this season. Zeno and Bell are having their best season ever as seniors. Barbara and Mitchell are called to the stage, with Barbara taking the gold medal in the mile and Mitchell taking the silver. As Barbara takes the first place tier, the crowd begins the Amazon cheer again. Mitchell hopes to stand on the first place tier next year when Barbara goes off to college. But today he is pleased with the silver medal in the mile. Barbara's outstanding performance this season motivated Mitchell to step up his game. Today, he receives his award for his efforts. Mark is called to the stage, winning the gold medal in the 220-yard dash. Mark had a choice this year as the season progressed. Mark could have run the 40-yard dash, but Eddie was faster in that event. Mark chose to run the 220-yard dash, a race in which he could be number one. Mr. Fraser advised Mark to run the 220-yard dash, not only to benefit the team, but also Mark. If Eddie and Mark ran in the same race, one of them would always have to settle for second place. Today, that decision paid off. Halfway through the ceremony, the focus turns to the field events. Bobby B. is called to the stage, winning the silver medal in the shot put. The senior, who took the gold medal, beat Bobby B. by a very slim margin. This is good news to the shot doc. Next year he will likely be number one in the state. Mr. Zunde reminds Bobby B. that his silver medal is a significant accomplishment for a sophomore. Mr. Zunde also suggested that, if he wants the gold medal, Bobby B. should carry Erica around on his shoulders more often. Erica was certainly glad to hear that. Braden kicked ass in the 440-yard dash, just like he said he was going to. With the second and third place winners being seniors, no one can reasonably be expected to beat Braden in the next 2 years. In fact, Braden's earlier comment that everybody might as well just stay home now has some weight behind it. If all goes well, Braden will be consistently running a sub-50-second quarter mile next year. Braden takes the stage again, this time with Johnson, Barbara, and Mitchell for the mile medley relay. The Amazon chant begins again when Barbara takes the stage with the rest of the relay team. Mr. Parker, the Henderson coach, is wondering when justice will be served against Mr. Fraser. While they receive their awards, Barbara expresses her joy through tears running down her face. After Barbara receives her medal, she waves at the crowd as she leaves the stage, receiving an unprecedented level of applause. The ceremony ends with the 4x440 relay. Eddie, Mark, Kathy, and Paula are called to the stage. The meet announcer tells everyone, Dr. Karakova, our meet director, would like the opportunity to announce the awards for the final event, which is the 4x440 relay. Dr. Karakova takes the microphone and thanks everyone for attending the meet today. Dr. Karakova then makes the announcement, the gold medal in the 4x440 relay event goes to Northside High School. Running for Northside in this event are Mark Svoboda, Paula Giovanni, Katerina Karakova, and Edward Boganskaya. Please come up to the stage. Dr. Karakova then announces the second and third place teams, also calling them to the stage. Dr. Karakova then makes a surprise announcement. This year, you have to hand it to Coach George Fraser from Northside High School. He spent his own money and time traveling to the Amazon and Paradise Island in search of women who can run fast and deliver the times necessary to compete at this level. Kathy and Paula, both on the stage, find it difficult not to laugh. Surprisingly, the crowd cheers at Dr. Karakova's comment. Dr. Karakova continues, these amazing Amazon women have received gold medals in 4 events this year. Mr. Parker, the coach from Henderson High, is disgusted at Dr. Karakova's address. After hearing the words, he spent his own money and time traveling to the Amazon and Paradise Island in search of women who can run fast, Mr. Parker kicked the bench and headed to the locker room. Mr. Parker did not even have the common decency to watch as his 4x440 relay team receives their award. Now entering the locker room, Mr. Parker is about to miss the rest of Dr. Karakova's words. Dr. Karakova then clears a few things up, announcing, one of the women from Paradise Island, Katerina, on stage right now, is my daughter, whom I am very proud of today. The other woman from Paradise Island, standing next to her, is Paula, who Katerina has known since kindergarten. Barbara Wingate is from the Amazon. Barbara, please wave to the audience. Barbara has been waiting for this moment for years and will be attending the State University, where I am on the faculty, next year. And Tessa Clement, the youngest of Mr. Fraser's Amazon tribe, is a freshman and is standing right next to Barbara. The crowd starts the Amazon chant again, and this time Mr. Fraser joins in. The 4x440 relay team members are draped with their medals as Kathy's father gives her a hug. Kathy looks at her medal over and over, glancing over at Eddie with tears of happiness rolling down her face. She earned this medal herself and will treasure it forever. Kathy and Paula worked hard for their prize. They went to practice every day. They rode their bicycles to the beach. They worked out with their boyfriends. And they took track and field seriously. On top of the world, they walk back to the bench, where the teen cheers and exchanges high fives. The girls wave to the spectators, many who cheered for them even though they came to root for other teams and individuals. With the team taking so many medals, college scouts, photographers, and people from the news media congregate around the north side bench. The team poses for photographs, displaying their medals proudly around their necks. Mr. Fraser organizes a small press conference, answering the questions posed by the press. Oddly, the rumor of Mr. Fraser traveling to the Amazon and Paradise Island to find the women on his team has not died down in the least bit. Instead of fighting the rumor, Mr. Fraser and the team allow it to continue. In fact, Mr. Fraser finally has to tell one reporter that he is planning a trip next summer as well. Dr. Karakova comes over to the bench to congratulate the team, along with the parents of the team members. Some of the runners from other teams come over briefly to share in the celebration, with many of them secretly wanting a close-up look at the women on the Northside High School team. After a while, the celebration ends because the buses are waiting, and it's late, so everyone wants to get home. But the celebration will continue over the next few days. The team heads out to the bus. On the way, they carry Mr. Fraser out of the arena, demonstrating to all what a fantastic coach he is. Monday at school, the medalists all proudly display their medals around their necks. Kathy is asked a few times if the medal she has around her neck is Eddie's. Many of her classmates remember last year, when Eddie gave Kathy his gold medal that he won during the indoor track season. Kathy is proud to tell everyone, "No, I won this one myself." When the girls see Kathy, Paula, Barbara, and Tessa with their own medals, they become highly motivated and believe that they can achieve their dreams as well, whatever they may be. With a week off before the spring tryouts begin, the team will get a well-deserved break. Eddie and Kathy decide to take the week off from training. Mark and Paula also decide to do the same. They have pushed themselves hard over the last few months. Overtraining is not a good thing anyway. Overtraining leads to frequent injuries and lack of any forward progress. Taking a week off will also allow any minor injuries to heal. The result is that, when the spring season begins, they will all return to the track faster and stronger.